Unions in Turkey have called a one-day nationwide strike to protest against the police crackdown on anti-government demonstrations. Nathan Morley reports.
The Confederation of Public Workers Unions and the Confederation of Progressive Trade Unions are now demanding an end to police violence in Turkey. The move comes after continued sporadic clashes between protesters and police in Istanbul and the capital Ankara. However, the Prime Minister, Tayyip Erdogan, has angrily defended the crackdown and said he enjoys tremendous support.
I said it in Ankara yesterday. And I am saying it in Istanbul amongst this magnificent, massive gathering of people. If there is anyone who wants to see a picture of Turkey, in spite of what the international media say, this is the picture.
Mr. Erdogan said it had been his duty to order the eviction of protesters in the city's Gezi Park the previous night. The protests, he said, were nothing more than the minority's attempt to dominate the majority, adding, "We could not have allowed this, and we will not allow it." He also denied behaving like a dictator. He criticized foreign media and vowed to identify one by one those who have terrorized the streets of Turkey. The protests in the country began on May the 28th against a plan to redevelop Istanbul's Gezi Park, but snowballed into a nationwide anti-government protest. Medical officers now estimate that 5,000 people have been injured and at least 4 people killed since the protests began. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.